Welcome to the Narrowcast Tech Briefing. I'm your host, and with me, as always, is my co-host. Today, we are diving deep into a critical security flaw recently discovered in GitHub's AI automation tools.
That's right. It's a vulnerability called GitLost, and it highlights a fundamental weakness in how agentic workflows handle untrusted data. We'll be spending most of the episode unpacking exactly how researchers were able to trick an AI agent into leaking private repository data.
We also have a few quick hits for you today, including a look at an upcoming European Parliament vote on digital privacy, a new feature request for Claude Code, a quirky open source collaboration on a Uniqlo t-shirt, and a new group chat app that is taking a rather unconventional approach to open source.
It's a packed lineup, so let's get straight into the main story.
Our main story today revolves around a fascinating and somewhat alarming disclosure from researchers at Noma Security. They've uncovered a vulnerability they're calling GitLost, which targets GitHub agentic workflows. For context, GitHub rolled out these agentic workflows back in February 2026. The idea was to allow organizations to automate tedious repository tasks using natural language. You just tell the AI agent what you want done, and it goes off and does it.
Right, and to be useful, these AI agents, which are typically powered by underlying models like Claude or Copilot, are often granted read access to an organization's private repositories. If you want an AI to automatically triage issues, summarize bug reports, or suggest code fixes, it obviously needs to be able to see the code. But that broad access is exactly what creates the attack surface for GitLost. The vulnerability allows an unauthenticated attacker to leak data from those private repositories.
The mechanics of this attack are what make it so interesting. It relies on a technique known as indirect prompt injection. We've talked about prompt injection before, where a user directly tells an AI to ignore its previous instructions and do something malicious. But indirect prompt injection is sneakier. The attacker isn't interacting with the AI directly. Instead, they plant malicious instructions in a place where they know the AI will eventually read them.
Exactly. In the proof of concept demonstrated by Noma Security, the attacker simply creates a public GitHub issue. To a human reading the issue, it might look like a standard bug report or feature request, but hidden within the text of that issue are instructions specifically formatted to hijack the AI's logic. When the organization's automated GitHub agent comes along to process that new public issue, it ingests the attacker's hidden prompt.
And because the agent has been granted read access to the organization's private repositories, the hidden instructions can tell the agent to go fetch sensitive data. The researchers showed that they could instruct the agent to read the contents of a private repository's README file, and then, crucially, post those contents back as a public comment on the very issue the attacker just opened.
It's a classic confused deputy problem, but updated for the generative AI era. The agent has the necessary privileges to read the private data, and it has the ability to post public comments. The attacker just tricks the agent into connecting those two capabilities. The agent doesn't realize it's crossing a security boundary because, fundamentally, large language models do not understand permissions. They just predict the next token based on their context window.
That's the core of the debate here. Is this a specific implementation error by GitHub that can be patched with a quick software update? Or does it point to a fundamental flaw in how we are designing LLM-based agents? Because right now, the system fails to distinguish between legitimate developer instructions, the system prompt, and malicious commands hidden in untrusted user-generated content.
It's closer to a fundamental flaw, or at least a very difficult architectural challenge. In traditional software engineering, data and executable code are kept strictly separate. You use parameterized queries in SQL to prevent SQL injection, for example. But with large language models, the instructions and the data are all mixed together in the same text stream. The AI is reading the issue to summarize it, but the issue itself contains text that tells the AI to change its behavior.
The success of this attack strongly suggests that the current guardrails for AI agents are insufficient against sophisticated prompt injection. GitHub and other platform providers try to put boundary conditions on these models. They tell the model, do not leak private information, or only respond to the original user's request. But attackers are constantly finding ways to jailbreak those instructions, often by layering complex hypothetical scenarios or formatting the text in ways the safety filters don't catch.
And the stakes are incredibly high here. We are talking about enterprise organizations giving these agents the keys to their proprietary source code. The fact that an unauthenticated user on the internet can just open a public issue and potentially exfiltrate that code is a massive red flag for enterprise adoption of agentic workflows.
So, how should organizations balance the productivity benefits of these AI agents with the risk of granting them broad, cross-repository access? Because the productivity gains are real. Having an AI automatically triage incoming issues, find the relevant code, and suggest a fix saves engineering teams thousands of hours.
The short-term mitigation is strict access control. You cannot give an agent broad read access to private repositories if that same agent is allowed to interact with untrusted public input. Organizations need to heavily restrict the scopes of their GitHub tokens. If an agent is processing public issues, it should only have access to the public repository where that issue lives. It should not have a token that allows it to traverse into the company's private backend repositories.
Another mitigation strategy is implementing a strict human-in-the-loop requirement for any action that crosses a boundary. For instance, the agent can read the private repository and draft a response, but it cannot actually post that response publicly without a human developer reviewing and approving the comment.
That definitely helps, though it does cut into the automation benefits. Long term, the industry is looking at more robust ways to separate instructions from data within the LLM architecture itself. Some researchers are proposing mechanisms where the system prompt runs in a higher privilege context than the user input, essentially trying to recreate the concept of parameterized queries for natural language. But we aren't there yet.
It's also worth noting that this isn't just a GitHub problem. Any platform that integrates agentic AI and allows it to process external data is vulnerable to indirect prompt injection. Noma Security just happened to target GitHub agentic workflows for this specific proof of concept, likely because the February 2026 rollout made it a high-profile target.
Exactly. If you are building internal tools that use LLMs to summarize customer emails, process support tickets, or read external web pages, you are facing the exact same risk. An attacker can send an email with hidden text, and if your internal AI reads it and has access to your internal databases, you have a potential exfiltration path.
The GitLost vulnerability is a wake-up call. It demonstrates that the transition from simple chat interfaces to autonomous agents requires a massive leap in security architecture. We can't just bolt on a few safety prompts and call it a day when the AI has the ability to read private code and publish public comments.
It's going to be a fascinating space to watch over the next year. Security researchers are going to keep finding these edge cases, and platform providers are going to have to get much more sophisticated in how they isolate and sandbox their AI agents. Until then, developers need to be extremely cautious about what permissions they grant to their automated workflows.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick.
Sounds good. What's first on the list?
We want to give a quick heads up to our European listeners regarding the ongoing chat control legislation. On July 7th, 2026, the European Parliament approved an urgent procedure to hold a new vote on extending the Chat Control 1.0 derogation. That vote is scheduled for tomorrow, July 9th.
Right. Chat Control 1.0 is the temporary rule that allowed platforms to voluntarily scan private messages for child sexual abuse material. It actually expired back on April 3rd after Parliament rejected an extension. Because this new vote is a second reading, opponents will need an absolute majority of 361 votes to block the extension, which is a much higher hurdle than before. It's a critical moment for digital privacy and end-to-end encryption in the EU.
Moving over to AI coding assistance, there's an interesting feature request, issue 75779, open on the Claude code repository. A user is asking for the ability to define file watch scopes or exclusions for the Language Server Protocol, or LSP, integration.
Claude code's LSP feature is incredibly powerful for semantic code navigation, but the issue highlights a major pain point. When a language server like JDTLS for Java starts up in a massive multi-module repository, it recursively watches the entire tree. The user reports this is saturating CPU cores and locking up machines during builds, showing that agentic tools still struggle with enterprise-scale monorepos compared to traditional IDEs.
In lighter news, the internet has been having fun decoding a new Uniqlo t-shirt. It's part of their Peace for All charity collection, created in collaboration with the cloud and cybersecurity company Akamai.
The shirt features what looks like a block of obfuscated code printed on the fabric. It turns out it's just a Base64 encoded bash script. If you decode and run it, it uses standard Linux commands like tput and bc to animate the text Peace for All in a sine wave pattern across your terminal. It's a neat little Easter egg paying tribute to open source Linux culture.
Finally, the team-focused group chat application Chatto has officially open sourced its codebase. Developed by Hendrik Mans, the project is built with Go, TypeScript, and Svelte, and is now available under the AGPL 3.0 license.
What's really notable here is the developer's philosophy. Despite going open source, Mans explicitly states the project is not currently accepting outside contributions, and he's rejecting standard federation models like Matrix in favor of a centralized, self-hosted architecture. It's a strong, opinionated stance that pushes back against some of the typical community norms in the open source space.
That's all the time we have for today's briefing. Thanks for joining us.
We'll be back tomorrow with more updates from across the tech landscape. Until then, stay safe and keep building.